Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, PM declares state of public emergency in St. Catherine North Police Division, makes contribution to 2018-19 budget debate, and hosts social media town hall. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness took another major step towards curtailing crime and violence last week with the declaration of a state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division on Sunday, March 18. The state of public emergency is to run for an initial 14 days. Mr. Holness says the decision was necessary as crime and violence, particularly murders, have been escalating in that police division, which has recorded 49 murders since the start of the year.
Under the enhanced security measures, the security forces will have extraordinary powers and some rights will be suspended. This does not mean that the use of these extraordinary powers can be arbitrary or are beyond review. The security forces will have the powers to search, curtail operating hours of businesses, access to places, and to detain persons without a warrant.
Additionally, all persons using roads leading into and out of St. Catherine North and their vehicles will be subject to search. Prime Minister Holness says this enhanced security measure reflects the strategic approach being taken by government to address the escalating crime and violence affecting the country. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is confident in the abilities of incoming Commissioner of Police, Major General Anthony Anderson. The new commissioner's appointment took effect Monday, March 19. Prime Minister Holness says he believes Major General Anthony Anderson is up to the task of leading the nation's police force, noting that he demonstrated considerable skill and knowledge of national security affairs during his tenure with the Jamaica Defence Force.
So I expect that he will be able to do very well in the JCF, which is a different environment, a different structure. I'm certain that he will be respectful of the structure, the organization, and that he will build a strong alliance with the policemen, and that he will assist in the transformation of the organization. So I'm confident that he will do a good job.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Sunday. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness made his contribution to the budget debate on March 20, outlining the national priorities for the 2018-19 fiscal year. In his presentation, the Prime Minister, among other things, announced that more Jamaicans are to get access to land titles in the coming months, with the merging of the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, with the National Land Agency slated to officially get underway in April. He says the Housing Agency of Jamaica is also to begin the construction of 1,866 housing solutions in St. James, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Westmoreland.
This government is serious about taking action to improve access, ownership, and security of land and housing for every citizen of Jamaica. We want every Jamaican to enjoy the feeling of prosperity and have a comfortable home in an orderly fashion.
Mr. Holness added that the National Housing Trust, NHT, is partnering with private sector developers to construct up to 22,000 housing starts by 2020. And the Prime Minister on March 21 hosted a social media town hall, inviting members of the public to share their views on pressing national matters. Among the topics discussed were crime, issues with customs, the local currency, the informal economy, and making the agricultural sector more resilient to the effects of climate change.
So the government is now focusing on how we can build resilience in agriculture. And that is something that I have given directions to the Minister of Agriculture to do the necessary work and develop the necessary policies around.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.